Report, Ilhan Omar to visit Israel to learn more about the occupation. By Joshua Kaplan on July 17, 2019. Freshman Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who has a long history of making anti-Semitic remarks, revealed that she will soon visit Israel. Omar told J Insider Capitol Hill reporter Laura Kelly on Wednesday that she will visit the Jewish state in Palestine in a few weeks and learn more about the so-called occupation. "Everything that I hear points to both sides feeling like there is still an occupation," she said. Since coming to Washington last year, Omar has received intense scrutiny for her anti-Semitic remarks, though Democrat leaders have refused to take action. In 2012, Omar wrote on Twitter that Israel had hypnotized the world and said, "May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of the Jewish state." The progressive lawmaker tweeted in February that supports in Congress for Israel is all about the Benjamin's baby, falsely suggesting that American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, bribes lawmakers to support the country. The anti-Semitic remark drew praise from infamous white supremacist David Duke. Although Omar eventually apologized for influencing Jews by influence on Capitol Hill, weeks later she claimed pro-Israel congressmen hold allegiance to a foreign country. Top House Democrats condemned the statement, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Representative Elliot Engel, DNY, yet Omar would not apologize this time for her anti-Jewish slur. Appearing Wednesday on CBS This Morning, Omar said she had no regrets about her past anti-Semitic comments. When asked by interviewer Gail King if she had regrets, the progressive lawmaker replied, "I do not. But I am grateful for the opportunity to really learn how my words have made people feel and take every opportunity I have to make sure people understand that I apologize for it." Omar then claimed that she was certainly not anti-Semitic.